In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time for your coolest conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Stephen's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening. Please remember to follow, subscribe, rate, and review. I'll be speaking with Lefty Wiggling today. That's really Glenn Burtnick, and he's the bass player in Asbury Park, New Jersey's The Wigglings. Their holiday album out on Gem Records is titled Christmas, is also home to a recent coolest song in the world, Must Be Santa. Song first done by Mitch Miller back in 1960. Miller reportedly not a fan of rock and roll, and fittingly, The Wigglings give the song a very heavy vibe. We hear a bit of the tune now, and afterwards, I'll be back with Lefty for your coolest conversations presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes around? Special night.
Santa comes around on a special night.
Special night. Beard that's white. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Coolest conversations time here in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and today I am chatting with Glenn Burtnick, also known as Lefty Wiggling. Singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, former member of Styx, and bass player in The Wigglings. Their holiday Christmas album, The Wigglings Christmas, is out on Gem Records and is home to our recent holiday coolest song in the world, Must Be Santa. Happy holidays there, Glenn.
Hey, man. Same to you.
Thank you very much. What was Santa's verdict? Huh? Were you naughty or nice? What? How'd it turn out?
I was nice. I'm a lucky man, and I've got gifts galore.
Gifts galore, gifts galore. So the red-suited fat man, he lingered long around your tree then, right? What'd you get?
Well, I've got vinyl, and I do have a book, and lots of little stuff because I have granddaughters, and they've given me little things that are really fun to play with.
How many granddaughters do you have?
I have three granddaughters. They're all little, but they're gorgeous and about as much fun as a person can possibly have.
Oh, how sweet. Do you put up a tree each year?
You know, we have two cats here and that we live with. That we pay the bills so that for them, you know. And but they're a little too wild for you know, they want to destroy all Christmas hanging ornaments. So we actually put a Christmas tree outside our back door or our side door, and it's a big door it's a glass door, so we can see this tree, but it's actually not in the same room as us. Pretty weird.
Well, what was Christmas like for you as a child?
Wow, that is quite a question. Because I was raised in a cult called the Jehovah's Witnesses, we did not celebrate Christmas, nor birthdays, nor anything else. So I kind of had a weird upbringing, and then I started to compensate when I grew up and I got out of the religion, and I started to do a big Christmas extravaganza for years. I did over 20 years in at the Bottom Line in New York City and stuff like that. It was, I guess it's compensation, but yeah, so I've embraced the whole vibe of Christmas, the music especially, and you know, all the other stuff, the accoutrements that go along with it. including a song that was debuted by Mitch Miller.
Right, we're gonna talk about that next. Yeah. So you got the holiday album Christmas is out on Gem Records. It includes several earlier Christmas songs you've done, but the balance of those songs, so those are more recent recordings, including Must Be Santa or Not. When did you do them?
Well, we did have a few from the past that we thought we'd put on an album, you know, and so it's, yeah, so Revolution Wonderland and Christmas Time is Here Again. Those are old. I think Gotta Be Christmas is too old. And when I say old, like a year or three ago, but we actually decided late to go into the studio and create the rest of a Christmas album. So we only finished it in like late October. So we really had a rush to finish and get this out, but it came out pretty great. And we included an instrumental song and some different stuff. It was actually a really good project.
Well, from the production credits, I recognize Jeff Sanoff's name from Little Steven's Renegade Nation studio. But you can tell me about, can you tell me about these other guys, Nick and Plink?
Yeah.
Plink Giglio and Nick Szymanczyk. Who are they?
Plink Giglio is a former brother-in-law of mine, an ex-brother-in-law, but he's brilliant. He's a great musician, and he's got a studio in Dayton, New Jersey, and a lot of stuff has been recorded there, actually. But he helped out quite a bit, and also Nick Szymanczyk, we recorded a choir. I put a choir together, and we recorded at a studio in Asbury Park, New Jersey, called Lake House. And he's the engineer there. So we just put up a bunch of mics and got a bunch of girls to sing some of the choir, the choral parts. And it was a fun session.
Well, let's see. Tell me, let's focus some on Must Be Santa. You were mentioning that the tune that Mitch Miller did, I think it was both on that one, a single like back in 1960. Why did you choose that particular song?
Well, I've actually been doing this song for years at my Christmas shows and stuff like that. It's just, well, the approach that I always had was a bit more aggressive, a bit more of a, let's take a children's song and kind of punk it up.
Well, you're right. You're using Helter Skelter with it, kind of mashing it with Helter Skelter.
Yeah, being that this is the Weaklings, which is, we started as a very Beatle-influenced band, and I guess we still are. And so when we sat down and said, let's make a Christmas record, I said, well, check this out. I've got this song, I've got this version of the song, Must Be Santa, but how about we include some mashup properties from Helter Skelter? That ought to be wacky. I actually, this is the second time I've recorded the song, and I'm proud to say I recorded the first time I recorded it. It was not a mashup, but it was a little punky, and I'm proud of the fact that I covered it before Bob Dylan did. But so now we have yet another version of this classic holiday tune, and we mashed it up with a Beatles song, of course, as the Weaklings do.
Well, kind of like, I don't know what this played into your calculus at all, but you know, Mitch Miller was such a hater of rock and roll that it's so cool that, you know, when you talk about giving it even a punkier edge, whether it's, you know, the original version or the Helter Skelter influenced one, it's kind of funny when you think of how Mitch Miller was so sort of anti rock and roll, and it's definitely, you know, got the rock vibe to it going on.
For sure. Yeah, that is ironic. I also like thinking about Bob Dylan, whose version of the song is pretty out there. And also, I don't believe Mitch Miller was particularly fond of Bob Dylan either. But actually, Mitch didn't like, or Mitch was not the most popular president of Columbia Records, put it that way, although he was very successful. So there you go.
For a while, for a period of time.
Yeah.
You know, on the album, you do something pretty interesting I want to ask you about. There's a bunch of, I'll call them interludes, none of them, I don't believe, or is as much as a minute, but there's several seconds, 30 seconds, 40 seconds, 50 seconds of different things, not the kind of song-like, right? So what's the idea with those?
Well, Zeke Weakling, also known as Bob Berger, and myself, we write a lot. We write a lot of songs, and here we were getting ready to record this album, and we also have home studios, and each of us kept coming up with ideas. Hey, how about this? How about that? You know, and all of these little interludes, mostly musical. And we said, well, let's add this to the record. It's kind of a thing that I really like on, like the White Album by the Beatles and, different albums that kind of interject other little accoutrements, and so, yeah, it keeps the record interesting, I think, that there are these little germs of ideas. They could be songs. They could be developed into full-length songs. But, you know, it's like, well, here's an idea, and let's just leave it there. It's kind of the way songwriting goes, as you know. You come up with ideas, and you kind of half-bake the first version. Maybe you demo it or whatever, and in this case, we didn't develop any of them. We just said, here you go. This is exactly how it came out of my brain.
Well, they're cool. You know, they all give, it's all part of, as to this sort of the tapestry and the sense, you know, it's a holiday record and stuff. Yeah, I saw online you've got some shows scheduled for January, I believe, a gig in Milton, Delaware, and also in playing in Asbury Park, but no New Year's Eve show. Do you normally play on New Year's Eve, or are you against playing on New Year's Eve?
You know, it's hit or miss. In one way, it's, they call it amateur night.
Oh, I do. I definitely hear that, yeah.
Right, you know, and it's kind of not a great night to be behind the wheel going anywhere. You know, it's a little dangerous. But it is hit or miss. Sometimes we gig on New Year's and sometimes we don't, but I'm always happy to not gig on New Year's Eve. So this year I'm just going to hang out with my wife and some friends and just ring in a whole new thing.
Well, got any plans lined up for 2025 for the Weaklings? What can we expect?
More of the same. We play lots of gigs. We're playing songs off our most recent album, Before Christmas, which was called Raspberry Park. You know, it's an odd band because we do a lot of Beatles, and then we do a lot of Beatle mashups, and then we write a lot of our own material. And we all, you know, it's like a salad, if you will, of all of these different approaches to making music the way the Weaklings do.
Well, do you have any New Year's resolutions lined up, or is that not a thing for you?
No, actually, I happen to have some this year, and I don't always do that. But one of them is that I want to use the voice on a phone instead of texting people. At least with important calls. So that's one thing. I want to get out of the text habit. And the other one is I want to not diss people. No more trash talk. Because every once in a while I'll catch myself saying something and I'm thinking, that's not very nice, you know? So I'm trying to take the high road. I'm trying to progress as a human being.
Well, excellent. Excellent. Well, I want us to go out with another tune off of your Christmas album, the Weaklings Christmas album. It's your version. Well, your tune Revolution Wonderland. I think that's one of the ones. It's a single back in 2017, and that's another sort of a Beatles mashup there. Well, when did you get the notion to do that one? When did the idea come together for that? Do you recall?
I knew the lyrics, so I could do the song of Winter Wonderland, and then. Once the Weaklings got together and started this whole, you know, Beatle-influenced thing that we do, it was like, well, maybe we can mash this up with the Beatles' Revolution song, which, once again, that's a pretty zany concept. You know, what does Revolution have to do with, Winter Wonderland, but we made it work, I think, and it's a fun single.
Very cool. Man, all right. Glenn, thank you so much for chatting with me on our Coolest Conversations.
Thank you, Manfred. Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays to you. We're going to enjoy a bit more holiday cheer with Revolution Wonderland off the Weaklings holiday album Christmas here in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. That was some of Revolution Wonderland from the Weaklings here in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks to the bass player Lefty Weakling, a.k.a. Glenn Burdnick, for joining me on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza and Kurt Baker for producing and editing our podcast. Norway's Death by Unga Bunga, they've got a new single out called Camouflage. And next time around, I'll speak with their guitar player Steon all about it. That's your next Coolest Conversations. Presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.